cash so we can go out.
It's all good anyway. I've got to shoot off. Need to help one of my other clients undress for bed. It's not as sexy as it sounds.
Bye. See you later.
Yes. See you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. See you later.
So what do you fancy then? Cinema? Meal? My treat?
Oh, Matt. Do you mind if we don't? I've been folding cheap tops all day and all I'd really like to do is curl up with my best mate and watch some crap telly. Do you mind?
Of course not.
So I'm just going to ring my best mate and see if she wants to come over, okay?
Boy.
Ha, joking. Joke voice. We don't need to go out to have a laugh anyway, do we?
We don't, do we?
Right. I'll get changed, you get the wine.
Can't think of a better way to spend the night. Just the two of us, in our flat.
Bob?
Matty, I've got a couple TVs that I need looking after for a few days. It's alright if I keep them at yours. They'll be gone before you know it.
Well...
Thanks, mate. Oi, and that flatmate of yours. Nice one for that.
What?
He's a good laugh, isn't he? Your new carer. Ian, I'm not being funny, but he's got lovely soft hands.
Bloody hell. Ability was written by Lee Ridley and Catherine Jaques and starred Lee Ridley, Andrew Hayden Smith, Alan Mustafa, Sammy T. Dobson, James Lely, Alison Belbin and Kezia Joseph. The producer was Jane Bertu and it was a BBC Studios production.
And tomorrow night at 10, Alex Edelman, Millennial, who will be talking about what it's like to be a millennial. And Alex Edelman.
Hello.
You're listening to The Comedy Club.
Is that right?
I'm Paul Garner, and this is The Comedy Club on BBC Radio 4 Extra, broadcasting to you from my home. I've got a glass of fine quality brandy. Our dog, the Duke of Wellington, is asleep at my feet, and my beautiful wife and handsome son are asleep in the east wing of our luxury, some might say almost palatial home. The staff are all back in their quarters. The pool cover is
Oi,
on.
Oi, Tony Blackburn, can't you keep the noise down? These walls are paper thin, I'm trying to sleep.
I'm doing the show, the BBC thing.
Doing something all right, my bloody head in. Don't forget to put them bins out. That tin of sardines you had for lunch is stinky, the old bloody place.
Oh, all right, thank you. Look, I'm sorry about that. It's one of the domestics, obviously, walking and talking in her sleep. Clay. Next tonight, we prance poetically into the world of hip London poet Sir Ralph Stanza, seconded to Salford and treating us to a reading of one of his legendary letters. And tonight, the poet is running poetry classes in his garage. Get out.
It's Monday in Pendleton, Salford. I, Sir Ralph Stanza, Salford's poet in residence, have just witnessed an extraordinary scene. A young, leatherette-clad woman, unable to start her dying D-Reg Austin Metro, leapt from the driving seat and kicked and shouted at the vehicle as if it were an unfaithful lover. This was anger. Salford anger. An anger that I and my poetry are striving to both harness and soothe. Suddenly, the next venue of my residency seems so appropriate, because in an age where the local bus timetable could easily be nominated for best work of fiction, who are the horny-handed heroes whose spanners and spark plugs keep the aging, tenacious relics driven by the likes of that young woman on the road? And what verse might leak from their pens? To find out, I'm making my latest poetic pit stop at Brian Jessop's Car Services of Eccles. About an hour later, and now safely installed at Jessop's Car Services, I'm sat in the delightfully neglected disused office which they call the staff rest area, waiting for my first client. Come in.
All right.
Yes, thanks. Do sit down. And welcome to Sir Ralph's poetry surgery. Is this your first time at a writing workshop?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. I'll soon have you moving up through the poetic gears. So, who are you?
I'm Chris.
Mm-hmm. And who are you?
I'm the trainee mechanic here.
And who are you?
Well, I answered your ad in the local paper for new writers.
And who are you? Interesting, isn't it, Chris? I ask you who you are, you give me your name, fair enough. I ask you again, you tell me what you do. I keep asking that simple question, and you begin to struggle. Now, don't worry. It's what we all do, Chris. Who are you? Who am I? Yes, I'm Sir Al Stanza. I'm a highly successful poet. I've published umpteen collections and represented by one of the top London literary agencies. I've been invited to read my work all over the world. My voice has been heard on numerous radio broadcasts. The Guildford Evening Echo described me as the sweetest verse speaker in Middle England. And I'm now, of course, poet in residence for Salford. But who am I? Well, perhaps each of us can answer that question best of all in our writing. So have you got a poem for me, Chris?
Yeah. It's the poem I sent you where I pretend that I'm the car and I'm sick of being repaired all the time.
Oh, yes, and did you get my notes?
Yeah, I've been up all night trying to change it, like you said.
Well, I'm all ears. In your own time, Christopher.
Yes, that's my clutch. That you seem to love to touch. But I'll give you no medal for sorting out my pedal, cos I know I'm the latest in your long line of auto crumpet. Keep your hand on your spanner. I'm no four-wheeled strumpet. For the moral of this sonnet, you must look deep beneath me bonnet. There you'll find the answer to the...
Oh, hang on. It's my agent. I have to take this. Ralph Stanza. Daniela, hi. No, I can talk. What, those workshops in Kabul? Well, they're confirmed, are they? That's great. So what are we doing about a hotel? Right. Has it got a pool? OK.
Do you want me to come back?
Just hang on, will you? It's my agent. Can you just check that, Daniela? Oh, now, Daniela, any news on my South Bank show yet? Daniela? Daniela? Are you still there? Oh, don't tell me there's no signal. I asked the funding body to check all the venues participating in my residency for mobile phone network coverage. This is intolerable.
Do you want me to carry on?
No, I've got the gist, and we're going to have to break in a minute so that I can go outside and call her back. But anyway, that's working quite nicely, Chris, because... Do you know what's coming across?
The humour?
Quite the reverse. Anger. You're a very angry young man, Christopher.
I wouldn't say I was angry. It's Chris. I prefer Chris.
Ooh, you prefer Chris, but you're not angry.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. I'm not angry. Goodness, if this were the 50s, Chris, John Osborne would be writing a play about you. The West End would be buzzing, the play would be turned into a film where you'd be played by Tom Courtney or Albert Finney, and if neither of them were free, they'd probably offer it to Alan Bates. It'd be completely wrong.
Chris, why haven't you stripped down the engine on that Citroen?
I didn't need to, it was only the thermostat.
What about the crack in the cylinder head?
There was no crack.
You calling me a liar?
No, but I don't think we should be making money out of the customers.
I know a crack in the cylinder head, well, I see one. You're the trainee, remember?
Excuse me, is it Gordon?
Oh! Aye, yeah. Ed Mechanic. You must be the poet guy, yeah? Oh, like your hat.
Thank you. Are you angry, Gordon?
Oh, furious.
Want to explore that in a poetry workshop?
No thanks, unless you want to pay me double time.
Will you both excuse me while I make a diary entry?
Be our guest.
Double time.
Listen, lad.
That's so Salford.
Don't get all conscientious.
Anger and will I get
this
money, both fitted a standard in the decaying
just
rust bucket that
I
is Salford.
Do you understand?
Whatever you say, God.
But isn't it interesting how so many Salfordians love my hat, turning my Panama into a kind of millinery anger manager? Of course, my Panama is therapist.
Ralphie?
Yes?
It's not often we get a classy guy like you in here, and I might have just the motor for you.
It's the following day, and Gordon has very kindly allowed me to enter the hallowed portals of the workshop, where I'll be keeping my poetic antennae tuned for more examples of that singularly Salfordian anger. Thank you for this, Gordon.
Oh, you look good in them overalls. You could almost be one of my mechanics. Sure you don't want to take your hat off?
No, thanks. Because, Gordon, this Panama knows how to put a smile on a Salfordian face. And I want to use that energy, Gordon, to explore the connections between us. For example, isn't it amazing that you and I should both run workshops?
Kindred spirits, Ralphie. Craftsmen. Whether it's a verse or a vectra.
That's wonderfully put. Now, just tell me, Gordon, on a scale of 1 to 10, where is your anger right now?
One.
Good. So as we talk, I want you to try and stay focused on the Panama as much as you can.
Gordon, that Mr. Lynch is on the phone. That exhaust you fit has just dropped off on the M602.
Was he going over 50?
Were you going over 50? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, well, that's why it's knackered then. What do you expect for 260 quid cash? Dozy sod. Anyway, Ralphie, I was going to show you that classy car, wasn't I?
Oh, yes, but where are you on the anger scale right now, Gordon?
Only two, because I'm looking at your Panama.
Well done, you.
OK, come through to my showroom, then. Here it is.
My goodness.
1974 Ford Capri.
It's very rusty, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. You just can't get rust like that anymore.
Yes, it's like a joyrider's car, isn't it? It's got a kind of angry Dennis Hopper feel to it.
Oh, aye. Fanny Magnet.
Oh, really? Does she drive one of these?
Gordon, Mr. Lynch again. Says he's coming here now. He's really kicking off.
Yeah, well, he'll not be the only one.
Gordon. Sounds like a job for the Panama.
Are you sure that he's a mechanic?
A few minutes later...
Are you sure that he's not some prisoner on a day release scheme?
And I'm in reception,
no,
witnessing the pilot episode in perhaps the BBC's new blockbuster series...
Qualified to do what?
Walking with Salford.
Get me killed!
Can I help at all?
Are you the manager?
I am the dedicated service agent who'll be taking care of your case, yes. So, Mr. Lynch, just try and pinpoint exactly the source of your concern.
It's your so-called bloody mechanic. He fixed me with a new exhaust. 10 minutes later, I'm driving along the M602 to Eccles and the bloody thing falls off. I'm having to stop in the outside lane. I could have been killed. You can start by giving me me money back.
Now, I don't know about you, Mr. Lynch, but at times like this, I like to draw comfort from the words of Bertolt Brecht when he said that instead of expending our energy on a series of little angers, we need to save ourselves for one big anger.
Big anger? This is as big as it gets, mate.
Good. So let's channel it, Mr. Lynch. Just start by telling me, what did you lose on the M602 today?
An exhaust!
An exhaust. So what is an exhaust, Mr. Lynch? An instrument for expelling waste gases from an engine. And isn't that just what the fat cat planners are doing when they turf ordinary Salfordians out of their homes to make way for yuppie quayside flats, expelling the waste gases, i.e. you and me, Mr. Lynch, and aren't you exhausted?
Are you winding me up, mate?
No, Mr. Lynch. Salford is winding you up. Now, very last thing. Keep focused on my Panama. I'm going to ask you a series of questions about how you feel about your exhaust. First question. If your exhaust were a dessert, what would it be? Strawberries and cream or spotted dick? It's Thursday. Mr. Lynch didn't do very well in my anger quiz. Called me a nutter and stomped off to citizens' advice. Simply taking the anger elsewhere. What you deny, you're stuck with, I called after him. But to no avail. Oh, that'll be Chris raring to go for his final workshop, no doubt. Come in. Ah, Chris, sit down.
Jeez.
Still not angry, Chris?
I'm livid.
I know, Chris, I know. So let's hear the new poem.
There you go.
Sorry, this looks like a wage slip.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Jessup's going to dock me wages for attending your writing classes. Says I'll have to do overtime to make it up.
Congratulations, Chris.
What for?
Welcome to the Oppressed Writers Club.
Sorry?
They don't want you to write, Chris. And the moment they saw me tapping into your anger, they had to stop us, Chris, by cutting your wages. But don't worry. We're going to start the fight back right now. I want you to write me, without thinking about it, a poem entitled This is not my wage slip. This is my rage slip. It's evening now and I'm back at the hotel. Chris quit my workshops. He claimed that it had nothing to do with pressure from his boss. The workshops were just rubbish. Talk about denial. Gordon, who's clearly more in tune with me and my work, said I was welcome back any time, and he seemed so thrilled when I bought the Capri. He even drove me to the bank so that I could give him the $8,000 in cash. Kindred spirits. Text from Hermione. Max said he thought I'd look good in jeans. Got myself some. I think he's right. Are you definite about not being back for the weekend? XX. Jeans?
Who's Max? Thank God for a nice glass of Chateau Lafite. Must make sure I order a case for the top table at my forthcoming literary lunch at the Salford Munchbox. Reflecting on the struggle that all Salfordians have just to keep their cars on the road, my embattled quill has now captured this in a poem. Drawing on the greatest of literary traditions, and extraordinary in its perception, here goes. Is this a valid MOT certificate which I see before me? The authentication stamp toward the mechanic's hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, yet I see thee still. Dost thou confirm my vehicle was examined according to Section 45 of the Road Traffic Act 1988 and met the standards required by law? Or art thou but an MOT of the mind, a false creation, proceeding from a backhander to a bent mechanic in Eccles? I see thee yet, in form as palpable as my father's probation officer. The bell invites me. It is a knell that summons me to heaven or to hell. Which is one way of describing the service at this hotel. Hello, concierge?
That was Sir Ralph Stanza's letter from Salford.
Good, good. Did you manage to valet park my Capri?
It featured James Quinn.
Excellent.
With Stephen Hoyle, Mark Chatterton, Neil Bell and Gemma Thompson.
What? No. Gordon explained that to me. It's a 70s Capri. It's supposed to leak. Gives the engine a chance to breathe.
It was written by James Quinn.
Yes, the clutch is supposed to make a crunching sound.
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
And yes, the engine is noisy. Just like the occupant in the next bedroom, but I don't see you doing anything about that.